Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the warm, cozy sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
Dragon Party.
The sun peeked through the early morning darkness, lighting up the enchanted forest. The clever dragon had settled down for the night, facing the entrance of the cave, so that as soon as the sun appeared, it would wake up. The dragon smiled as the first bit of sunlight warmed its nose, and then yawned and stretched. It worked. The dragon had wakened with the sun. Today, the dragon needed every minute. It was going to be busy getting ready for the thankful party. The dragon quickly hopped out of bed and placed some nice dry logs in the fireplace. Then, with a deep dragon breath, in and out. The dragon set the logs ablaze. Now the cave would be nice and cozy for the festivities. For the next errand, the dragon headed into the forest to get food and drinks for the party guests. First, the dragon found the fresh spring water and carried the rock bucket, filled to the top, back to the cave.
the dragon set several dishes on the floor and carefully poured the cool spring water into each dish. Now the animals had refreshing water to sip when they felt thirsty. The dragon placed the rock bucket in a corner where it would be safe from spilling. With a brow wrinkled in thought, the dragon looked around the cave. What else would the guests need? Of course, food! The dragon stepped into its food cave and carried out some dried fruit and nuts for everyone to eat. The dragon spent the entire day cleaning and decorating the cave for the party. Now the dragon just had to wait for the animals to arrive after the sun set. As the full moon climbed up into the sky, animals arrived at the dragon's cave. First, the squirrels scampered in, flicking their fluffy tails in excitement. Then the bunnies hop, hop, hopped, giving the dragon's feet a hug as they passed by. The birds fluttered in, circling the dragon's head with a song before settling on the perches. The frogs and toads leapt over each other to find their spot in the cave. The snakes tickled the dragon's toes as they slithered across. The raccoons wandered in. Feeling curious, they stood up to see the fully decorated cave. Even the shy little possum and the spunky skunk came to the party. Finally, George the Turtle plodded his way in and relaxed next to the cozy, crackling fire. Once all the animals had settled into the cave, the dragon smiled and began to share wonderful stories of the kindness of the animals in the forest. The dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. And the fire showed bunnies delicately dancing. Ballet Bunny blushed and shared that she felt grateful for her friends and the audience. The dragon took another deep dragon breath in and out. And the flames showed the raccoons sharing berries. Rob the raccoon stood up and said he was thankful to have friends to share berries with. The dragon took another deep breath, in and out. And the fire showed a frog, a snake, and toads playing games. Freddy the Frog said he was grateful to have such fun friends to play with. The dragon took another deep dragon breath in and out. And the flames showed the birds singing. Carrie the Cardinal said she was thankful for both her winter and summer friends. Finally, the dragon took a very deep dragon breath in and out. And the fire flickered, with the entire forest surrounded by a beautiful heart. All the animals applauded and said, "Thank you, dragon!" For the rest of the evening, the animals enjoyed the warm fire, the fresh water, and the berries and fruit, while they shared stories with each other of all they were thankful for. Gradually, the excited and loud animals grew quiet, with their bellies full, and the warmth of the fire lulling them to sleep. A bunny yawned. Then a bird, and then a snake, until all the animals animals seemed to feel that it was time for bed. The dragon waved goodbye as the happy guests made their way back to their homes in the forest. Then the dragon stretched and yawned. It had been a wonderful day, and now the dragon was ready for some rest. Curling up next to the crackling fire, the dragon enjoyed the warmth. Even more grateful thoughts rolled through the peaceful dragon's mind. The dragon felt thankful that it had been able to share gratitude with the animals. The little dragon was happy the animals enjoyed the party. Most of all, the dragon was grateful that the animals had also shared all that they were grateful for. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug, and then relaxed. With a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed onto the cozy floor. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, listening to the crackling logs in the fireplace. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.